أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الملك إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في رؤياي إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون قالوا أضغاث أحلام وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بعالمين صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 43 and 44 of Surah Yusuf. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala described Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam interpreting the dreams, and after interpreting the dreams, Yusuf alayhi salam requested the person whom he had hope that will be freed to remember him by the king. That was Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam's way of doing it. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had a greater plan for Yusuf alayhi salam. In that way, it was as though a favor is being asked of the king. But the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had done it is that the king needed the knowledge and the skills of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah Ta'ala made him in need of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, which became then the means of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam's freedom. Other ulama have explained it a little different, that from here now we see the uruj, we see the rise of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. Up to now, we had seen the difficulties that Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam had gone through, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the dream of the king a means of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam's rise and also his freedom from the prison. وقال الملك, the king said, إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان, I had seen seven cows that were fat, seven cows that were absolutely healthy, يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٌ, and then I saw seven lean cows, seven thin cows that were weak, devour these fat cows that were there. Now this is not something that is normal, this is not something that is usual. On the one hand, cows do not devour and do not eat others, and on the other hand, something that is weak has power over something that is strong. That is also something very usual, very unusual. وَسَبْعَ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُضِرٍ, then I saw seven ears of corn. وَأُخَرَ يَابِسَاتٍ, and I saw 7 ears of corn that was fresh, that was lush, and 7 that was absolutely dry. Now this also doesn't really make sense to an individual, that there are ears of corn that are fresh and there are ears of corn that are dry. Ya ayyuhal mala'u, he asked his courtiers, addressing the courtiers, aftuni fi ru'yaya, give me an interpretation of my dream. In kuntum lirru'ya ta'burun, if you are really interpreters of dreams, then come up with some kind of interpretation. What is all of this? It is not making sense. The interpreters of dreams in the court of this king was also baffled with it, and their response was, قَالُوا أَضْغَاثُ أَحْلَامُ, they replied that this is a dream of confusion. This is a confused dream. You shouldn't worry about such things. In other words, this doesn't make sense, and hence they turned it away. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَأْوِيلِ الْأَحْلَامِ بِعَالِمِينَ, and we are not one, we do not have knowledge of the interpretation of dreams that are nightmares, dreams that are figments of imagination. All of that does not make sense, and hence we will not interpret it. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought about for Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam the perfect way, that now the king would obviously need an interpreter to interpret the dreams, and the interpreter, perhaps the greatest interpreter, was there, but of course he was in prison. And in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates the means for Yusuf alayhi salam. The lesson we learn, in the very important lesson, that Allah ta'ala is musabbibul asbab. Allah is the one that creates the means, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will always create the best means. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.